So I'm very happy to be here in front of you today. What I wanted to do first off, before I start the presentation, wanted to thank a few people, Dr. Olaf Ernst, who guided me with this presentation, and two librarians, Mark Sandler, who is the director of the CIC Consortia in the US, and Ann Beeler. She is an information literacy librarian in Penn State University, for their insights, okay? So basically today, what I would like to do is review how far we've come with ebooks and what we've learned and what we continue to learn. So in the good old days, there was the print. All right, and this was quite a success for a long time. It's limited in its format, so there's maybe one user that can use it at a time. There's also limits in terms of reachability. So print book being physically provided to someone, you get it through the library. So it's been successful, and there's definitely some room for improvement. And then the digital age dawned on us. So everything went digital. And what does that mean for all of us now? And it really changed the way that people interacted with content. So if you can see it, if you can hear it, if you can read it, it can be made digital. And so we already leveraged this with the electronic journals, but the main change is that content is now really in the fingertips of the end user. And so for the music industry, that's happened. For video, there's a lot of new business models out there. It was mentioned already, Netflix and YouTube and things like that. And now we've placed ebooks in the same exact environment. And so that content is being used in a different way, as we'll see later on. And how different has it become? Book content is used in different ways, different places, and different times. And so we see here really the first revolution that we had with the printed word was the printing press with Gutenberg. And there was about 600 centuries of that, which was great, until the PDF came along. And so here, right here, we are now able to disseminate an unalterable electronic format. And after that, a huge explosion happened. And so publishers got into the mix, creating platforms using PDFs. Aggregators got into the mix also for ebooks, creating their own platforms. And finally, we can now play around with new types of formats as well. We have the XML and their derivatives, which give rise to a lot of different formats out there. And there's also the proliferation of mobile devices. So stemming from that one new revolution, we've come up with a new explosion and different ways of providing the information. So let's take a look at the ebook developments so far. In 1998, we saw the softbook. So the aggregators also came together and started offering a pick-and-choose model for the most part. There's some differences in terms of business model there, but... And Springer entered the market in 2006. And so basically at that point in time, we changed the traditional print model as well as the electronic model using the collection basis that we learned with journals. And so we've gone through that revolution also, and that's a big breakthrough. And obviously Amazon and the Kindle, and then finally the iPhone. So really, electronic is reaching its target audience. And as you can see, the content is no longer tied to the book. And so we're really thinking of new ways of disseminating content. We're really thinking outside of the physical book. And how are our end users responding to this? Ebooks really fill a different need than print books. So this is a cyber study. and they present that library users demand 24/7 access, instant gratification, and are increasingly looking for the answer rather than a particular format. So it's not really the format anymore. It's really the answer that you're looking for. And so there's this new type of use that is being created in the way that they scan, flick, and power browse their way through digital content, developing new forms of online reading in ways that we do not yet fully understand. And so that's something very new with the advent of the electronic e-books. So it's not really persistent reading anymore. So you're not reading something cover to cover. You're going in, looking for an answer, and coming out, similar to how people have been using journals so far. And what is the outlook for the future? According to Cyber, the latest research suggests that e-books will be the next publishing success story, although demand here could be even more spectacular, simply as a result of the enormous size of the student population hungry for highly digested content. So the two key words there are the size of the student population and their hunger for highly digested content. So if we think about our consumer base with electronic journals, there's about 6 million researchers out there. However, there are about 100 million students out there. And so we're really opening up this content to a much larger consumer base that is hungry for digested tertiary information. And how has our audience responded? Our audience is definitely reading digital. So we can see here the growth of downloads compared to previous years. So we see in 2005, there's really not a lot of the ebook usage, which is in the orange bars. And in 2006, there's about a rise, a 50% increase in usage. In 07, a whopping 733% increase, and in 2008, a 64% increase. So that's quite nice. Not only are our end users reading digital, our customers are also buying digital. And these are statistics from the ARL libraries. These are expenditures of print versus electronic. So we see here in the early 90s, there's about a 4% library expenditures increasing to lower single digits, and then finally increasing to about 50% of the library budget is electronic. So our customers are going electronic. So not only are they going digital for customers as well as end users, they are distributed globally. And so if we think about the best medium to disseminate this type of information would be electronic. This is the greatest way of reaching the globe. And we can see here SpringerLink visits globally. So all those red dots are all the SpringerLink visits in within 30 days. So the best way of reaching our audience is through electronic. And our response to these trends is to deliver an ebook package model according to the customer feedback. And so what libraries are asking for are unlimited concurrent usage, so really simultaneous usage, ownership and perpetual access. So the same reason as you're buying a print book and putting it on your bookshelf, we should be able to mirror that with an electronic book and placing that on your electronic shelf. And also no DRM, which is quite controversial, but really useful for the end users. They like this type of model. And the other things are content usage statistics and MARC records. These are more on findability. And of course, let's not forget, the librarian wants a good value for money. And actually, maybe I should have put Jim's picture on this for a bigger effect, but that's really one important feature of our package. So what has happened in terms of the evolution of the business models coming from print to electronic? And so here you can see we started off with the print. The next stage of the game was going from print with an additional electronic component. And following that, we are now in the stage where we are going ahead with the print. The strategy is to make sure that electronic is primary, and we are able to provide a print addition, a supplement. And so what happens here, actually, this is a new business model that we created called MyCopy, and this is print on demand linked to the Springer ebook collection. And so what happens would be the library purchases the ebook collection. We provide access to the ebook collection, and the patrons of the library gets access to Springer Link. The patrons can then order MyCopy on their own credit card. And finally, there is an order that is made, passed on to a vendor, and that vendor ships the order directly to the end user. So the library is really not in that equation other than the electronic portion. And so we're giving the choice to the end user. Is electronic enough? And if it isn't, if they want that print component, then they can do so and order that on demand. And so at this point, I wanted to end with a few case studies that illustrate the trends that we've presented. So the first is the CIC Consortia with Mark Sandler. What we've found with them, and University of Chicago is also part of this consortia, these are the percentage of ebook titles used by collection. And so you can see here the a handful of collections that they've purchased and the usage of those titles within that collection. And we can see really that it's anywhere up to 86% of the collection is really being used, which is proof is really in the pudding, is that we're showing this, and if you build the collection, they will come. And it's not simply usage across just across collections, but across the board, each collection is being used in its largesse. And the second case study I'd like to present is Penn State University. So this is Ann Beeler, who is the information literacy librarian there. And she is asking the question, what is the future of reading? Is it e-readers? For them, they wanted to take a look at the different e-readers, and they chose one partner. Ann was able to acquire about 100 Sony readers, and she loaded this reader with some content and provided that to the end user. And so initially she thought, well, I think I would be focusing the study on functionality of the reader. However, it turned to be something else, and she started focusing on content because that's what the students were interested in. And so basically they said to her, well, actually, this is nice to be able to be portable. However, there's a few things that we're interested in when it comes to mobile. And they told her that basically I would like content to be ubiquitous. So as Anne said, if you're in front of publishers, please tell them this. I would like to get content wherever and whenever I want. And so basically there should be versatility across devices. There should be no intervention from the library, and Jim will definitely allude to this later on. The librarian does not want to have to preload content on the e-reader. And finally, also affordability was a big key, so that seems to be a keyword for all of us today. All right? So that's the end of my portion of the presentation. And Robert?